to the Business Club, and well, this is one of our club meetings. Whereabouts are we anyway, Gerard? You brought me to a shot club somewhere.
In Coogee.
In Coogee.
Just north of Fremantle.
It's absolutely stunning. So yes, we called into the Dom coffee shop here and got a coffee. But today's lesson is where everybody should start. I think one of the problems, Gerard, is people say, why don't I achieve my goals? And it seems because they set all these goals, but no end goal. It's like you've got all these mini goals, but nothing, you're kind of aiming for the big picture stuff.
I think for me, for example, my end goal, I know exactly how big the house must be, how many bedrooms, what color car. I'm so in detail for what I want my end goal to be.
Yeah, and we've turned this one enough is enough, because what happens is, I'm sure you've heard the stories, people made all their money, and then they push it past the point, and all of a sudden they lose all their money. They're back working again for the next 5 years. And I think, you know, we just need to take stock. And this is one thing that we do a lot of. And we say, okay, when is enough enough? And what we mean by that is not that you have to stop working, but when is it your choice to stop?
Exactly. And then one of our strategies that we always say is know your numbers. And
yes,
this is one of those times that you need to know your numbers.
So there is a PDF download below that Gerard has put together, a little spreadsheet, and we are going to work through some of the things that you need to think about if you're retiring today. So we'll do it always, everything's going to be in today's numbers, because we have a system then that says index to inflation, but we have to have a starting point. So if you are going to stop work today, you have to kind of think of all the things you want. You mentioned the houses, Gerard. I think that's a good start. You know, do you want to, you know, have you got a mortgage on a house, or is a particular style of house you want to buy?
For me, for example, when we attended a seminar as well, and somebody asked us, you know, what do we want when we retire? So I said, it needs to be a four-bedroom, double-story, with sea view, with the swimming pool. And then the other guy said, so what do you want? He said, I want to pay my house off. So I thought everybody's thinking big like me, and people don't.
No, I must admit, and houses are an interesting one, because we actually went to South Perth, and these beautiful mansions down there in South Perth. That was funny, wasn't it? And we both looked at each other and said, would you want that? And you said, no, I wouldn't want to clean it. And I said, I wouldn't want to pay for a cleaner. So I think it's a matter of having a look at what house do you want? I think that's a good starting point. And, you know, how much do you need to put it? So when you have a look at your house, we'll have what's called capital expenditures. So how much you're going to have to spend to get your house that you want, or pay that mortgage off that you've got. Would you say that was a good starting point?
Well, that's your biggest capital outlay. So I think that's a very good place to start.
Yeah. You did mention too, we were talking about this in the car before we came down here, and you're saying, you know, a lot of people then move on to investment properties. So first of all, you write down your capital expense for the house. Sorry, before we move on, Gerard, you mentioned a good thing to me. You're saying, but when you've got the house, you've got ongoing maintenance costs. So how much do you need per year to maintain this thing?
Exactly, because you've still got rates that you have to pay.
Yes.
You still have your insurance on your house that you have to pay. And there's always something that goes wrong in the house. There's a leak in the roof, or there's new globes. Or there's always
painting,
maintenance.
Yeah. So I think when you have a look at your form, it'll say capital and then ongoing maintenance costs. So you need to work these numbers out. Remember, this is retiring. So what we can work backwards from here is how much money you actually need to be able to retire. If you want to. It doesn't mean you have to. This just gives you the freedom of choice. I think that's a really big thing.
And the thing what we also said in the car is that we need to take into account, like for example, we now in June 2020, and basically a lot of economies collapsed. So suddenly, if you're a self-funded retiree, your interest rates are so down that your income are lower. So if something happens like that, will you be able to maintain your lifestyle? So you have to take that into account as well.
Yeah. So we've got the house, got the capital expenditure, you've got your maintenance costs on the house. Now, one other thing, we moved on. I tried jumping a little bit there, but these are the numbers you need to start writing down. This is when is enough enough? So how are you going to fund this retirement? I think you said some good points. We've just seen share markets in June 2020. I think they contracted. They may be coming back now. Property rentals, I think, contracted a bit. I think
house prices.
house prices. Yeah. So how are you going to, where is your residual income going to come from? Now, in the business club, we talk a lot about residual incomes. We give you strategies and techniques and actual systems to implement residual income, no matter who you are, into your lifestyle to offset some of these downturns.
But you said something important there as well, is the residual income. A lot of people will say, yes, I've got property and the rent is my income. Mm. But what happened with this epidemic at the moment is that people couldn't pay their rent.
Yeah.
So yes, you have the property, but you don't have the capital, you don't have the income. So
good point.
It's a good idea to, I think, to have different investments, not only property.
So as you start looking at that, then you can say, well, do I want investment properties and what would be my return? Do I want shares and allow for the ups and downs? You know, what is it you're going to start investing in? And I suppose someone said to me, well, how do I work this out? And again, we reverse engineer. What lifestyle do you want in your retirement? You've got your house now, but do you want the nice yacht? Do you want a holiday home overseas? Do you want the car and the caravan?
Yeah, but also, do you want to go on holidays?
Yeah.
And that's really important.
And how many per year?
Exactly.
Remember, this is your lifestyle that you want. Don't start asking, how am I going to get there? That's the next question. That's how we work towards it. But what lifestyle? You know, for me, as you know, Gerard, you know, he's laughing. And you brought me to one of my favorite locations. I want a yacht and I want to be able to go and have, I want my home to be like a holiday home. Now I know that if I bought say a $300,000 or $400,000 yacht, 10% per year is going to be the average maintenance cost on that yacht. So I know I've got to find tenants. So if it's a $300,000, I'm going to be up for $30,000. Some years go up, some years go down. But if you're honest with yourself, $40,000.
Yep.
And I think that's something we have to look at.
It's all knowing your numbers, because we all have these plans. And I know so many people that couldn't retire because their numbers didn't match at the end. It's because they didn't reverse engineer like we're talking about now.
Yeah. So what is it in your retirement and how much will it cost to maintain your toys?
Yep.
You know, if you've got a holiday home, if you've got a boat, if you've got,
well, four by four.
Some people have lovely cars and caravans. There's maintenance costs to all of these little wheelie wagtail just ran by my feet then. They're meant to be good luck, Gerard.
Good.
We all need that. So, yeah. So when else do we need to budget for in our retirement? You mentioned health earlier on.
Definitely health. You know, when you're going to start traveling, especially go overseas, where you are, like Medicare, you don't cover you when you go overseas. So that is things that you need to budget for as well when you go overseas.
Now, where you brought me to here, you actually drove me past a retirement. And we're thinking more deep term now, longer term. It looks like a hotel.
Inside it is a hotel.
You know, and I think you have to start going, okay, so during some point in my retirement, I may have to fund myself into one of these places. And I think these are numbers that people don't talk about that I think you should talk about and write down.
Even in our family, I've seen that people don't talk about those things. Mm. And when it happens, it's a shock for everybody, because now somebody needs to go in an aged care.
Yeah.
And there's no funds to pay for it.
Yeah. And then on top of all that, how much for your general living? You know, do you like to go out for meals? You know, do you like to, you know, I don't know, do you have a sport that you play? You know, it might be golf, might be tennis, you whatever it is. I think these are the numbers that we talk about right at the very beginning.
Yes, but for me as well, is when you start this list, you're not going to get all these numbers in one shot.
No.
It's not going to be one session. When you start with this list, you're going to see throughout the month, oh, I didn't think about this, let's add it. I think you need to do this over about 3 months to make sure that you cover everything. For example, your water bill only came every second or third month.
Yes.
You know, so if over 3 months, I think you're quite safe, because that will say, oh, the car needs to go for a service, didn't budget for that.
Mm.
So just don't think it's going to be one session.
And I think you've raised a really good point there, because we do what we call an annual review. Because your tastes change, don't they? You know, I mean, gone are the days when I would jump on a motorbike and go motocross riding through the riverbeds in New Zealand, for instance. Mm. Now you said to me, would you still do that, Michael? I said, well, I'm a bit like you, Gerard. Now I'd go on the 5-star holiday, or go and sit on my luxury yacht and, you know, do a spot of fishing.
It changed.
So I think lifestyles change, so it's important. And then you index everything to inflation. We go into debt, when you have a look at also capital expenses for all these things, ongoing living expenses, and then each year, you know, whatever the inflation rate is, index it so you're being honest yeah. with yourself and putting the prices up. And then have a strategy to how you can increase your income. So exactly. if you're earning, sorry, John, but and you've said this to me before, just because you earn 100,000, you can't spend the whole amount.
Nope.
You've got to put some aside because cost of living's go up, so you've got to kind of use some for living, but use some to top up your yep. base.
It, and I think that's so good that you that we talk about these things, because as we talk, a lot of people say, I didn't thought about this, I didn't thought about that. Mm. And some of you might have financial planners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just maybe give it to them and say, have a look at this.
Yeah. And probably the financial planners will come up with ideas and yep. strategies too. But I always think if you empowered yourself with the knowledge, what this is about is before you, yeah, I mean, we're going to put this at the front of the business club. So people can actually watch this before they join the club. No email, no FOMO, no nothing. Just watch it right down. Because we want you to plan a life on purpose. Yeah. A life with purpose. Yeah. What I have found, Jared, since I switched to this methodology and having a purpose with an end goal yeah. that was detailed, it gave me a baseline figure. And rather than someone just saying, you know, this is $1 million club,
yeah.
and it sounds, oh, $1 million. But then you get there and it's not enough.
But for me, this is the next level. Mm. Because let's say we say we need 2 million. 2 million is just a number.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. It's a number in your head, but if you have that detail, you know, it's the house and you know exactly how the house looks like, your car, your boat. Now you start to have more emotion to it.
Mm.
So you have emotion and logic combined.
Which is really powerful. And that's why we call it living a life with purpose, because now you've got a purpose. So when you do your goal setting, I am guilty of this. I've set goals, Gerard, and then haven't followed through, gone, oh, it's not that important. Whatever excuse I've come up with, and I've just pushed it to one side.
And the one thing, you will always justify your excuse.
Guilty. Guilty is charged. We like to talk, every week we get together and talk like this in the club. We just give you our honest feedback, different people we've spoke to and what they're doing. One of the other things that struck me with all the successful people that have been through the Million Dollar Club and the millionaires we talk to on yes. our TV show, all of them have got this thing as well. They say, once I can take care of myself, once I've built everything that I want, they're going, how much more can I get so I can help other people?
And that's everybody, Michael.
I haven't met one yet that doesn't want to give back.
No. And most of the people when you spoke to as well, nobody knows what they do.
No.
You know, they don't do it for the glory. They do it for themselves and helping people.
It's almost in that total fulfillment in their life, you know. They've got the certainty of where they are, they can afford the variety and all those nice things in life. You know, they feel good about themselves because they've achieved something, so they know their own self-worth. Yep. Would that be a good way of putting it?
And I think it's a good legacy to leave behind.
Yes, yeah. Because we, you know, we've spoken, and people who watch our TV show that we broadcast on YouTube and Facebook, Facebook's actually huge on that. We have self-made millionaires. We have the millionaires from next door. You know, Andrew Ford, refrigeration mechanic. You can't meet a nicer, down-to-earth guy. But, you know, been in air conditioning for 35 years. And what does he do? How can I help somebody else be successful? I mean, you'll meet Andrew in the club as well, because he'll give you advice.
Yeah, but his knowledge he gives is just like, wow. Mm. Every time we speak to him, there's a gold nugget.
Yeah.
And if people don't take it and use it in their business, you're going to lose out.
So, and this is one of the things we want to do. We want to be able to take this stuff, pull it apart, unpack it, and then give examples. So when we talk about the different houses, you know, you might just want an apartment, you might just want to live in a caravan, you know, and tour in Australia. You might just want that multi-million-dollar house on the riverfront. But it's living that life with purpose, and I think that legacy of being able to give back as well. And you've got to find in the club the amount of people that come along that are self-made millionaires. They came from nothing. They just came from normal families, built themselves up, got their success. And when you listen to them, they've all had a purpose. They've all done it with a purpose in mind, their end goal in mind.
And also, they got an attitude of never stop.
Yeah, they can stop, you know. They can say, look, they know when enough's enough. Well, I've made it. I don't need to worry anymore.
Yeah.
So now it's, but I'm going to keep going because I want to do this and I want to do it. And it's all about giving back. They're incredible people.
Yeah. But also when you get to a certain level, again, what you need will change.
You might
say, you know what, actually, I can afford to upgrade my car.
Yeah.
And then your lifestyle upgrades again.
Yeah.
So everything changes all the time. It's not a fixed plan for the next 20 years.
No. And here comes that beautiful West Australian winter sunshine. It's actually lit us up. It's absolutely fantastic. So guys, I want you to work through the worksheet. If you've got any questions, just send us to me. Everyone in the group's got full comments. We have our Q&A session once a month. Ask us anything. But we'd like you to start here. Really design a life on purpose. If you have any stick, just send us an email. It's underneath there. And you know, there's no charge for that. You just send us the stuff. This is about helping you get to where you want to get to. But it's important you start off to understand when is enough enough. And if that enough for you is 1 million, if it's 5 million, whatever that enough package is, that's it. Let's get there. And then you know anything above that is just where you can start helping other, well, you probably help people on the way anyway, but that's when you really are fulfilled.
The thing is, if you know where you're going,
yes,
and it's on purpose, the journey is so much easier than if you don't know where you're going to end.
And it's a lot more fun, and the little mini goals along the way, and if you're in the club, we set all these little targets, they become more fun challenges, because, oh, if I get that, I'm there now, where I need to go here.
And you're much more focused.
Oh yeah, much more. I think, we spoke to John Hughes, he's a big car dealer, for people who are not in West Australia, he's a car dealer in Perth, he's probably the biggest, he was the highest selling Hyundai dealer in the world, yep. Not by percentage, by number of actual cars. He outgunned everybody, incredible man. And he said, there's two things that will get you through: passion, which is part of being in a club and part of being in a group, and then persistence.
Yes.
And when you're getting stuck with your persistence, going, oh, you turn to the likes of me, Gerard, other club members, and we all get together and go, you know what it is? Move this way and get through it, because everyone is on that journey to get to where you're going to go.
The best thing for me about a club is that we share knowledge.
Yeah.
So you don't have to make the same mistakes that we made,
yeah,
or that every millionaire's made. It's just that you are part of a community.
Yeah, and look, we've seen these million-dollar clubs, and we've seen the $5,000 and the $10,000 price. We get asked all the time, why is yours 97? If we can cover a bit of our cost for filming, internet, video production, being able to travel so we can interview these millionaires whenever they are and bring the information, we're happy. I don't want to charge people $5,000 and $10,000 along the way.
No, but also when you charge them, there's value to it. And we believe that what we give you is value.
Yeah. So 97 you contribute in, it's $97 a month. Yeah, that's it. So that's why it's so low. Because, look, if you're on your way to be getting the money you need to retire, you don't want to be giving your money away to other people in big lumps and chunks. Yeah, invest a little bit, you know, $100, that's what, $25 a week. Invest in yourself, join us, and we hope you enjoy it. So get the PDF now, design your life on purpose, write down as much as you can, start working it all out. You'll start getting to a lump sum figure. You'll see that on the bottom of the PDF. And look, we really hope that if you're watching this outside of the business club, you'll come and join our business club. But even if you don't join us, look at that figure and then work with other people to help you strategize to get to that figure. And I think that's the message of the day, isn't it? Live your life on purpose, and you do that by knowing when enough is enough.